What's up, whole world? Welcome to another episode of That Being Said, episode number 77. This episode, I decided to have a little bit of fun with this one. My special guests on today's episode are my son and my daughter, and we have a pretty interesting conversation. So sit back and get you an apple juice and an Uncrustable, and I hope that you enjoy the episode. Thanks for listening. I'll be back right after these messages. What's up, whole world? Welcome to That Being Said, episode number 77. And this episode is a very special episode because I have two very special guests, my son and my daughter, Alexander and Elizabeth. Please work with me because I'm getting over a battle of laryngitis. My voice is coming in and out. But we're going to do this podcast tonight. So, who do I have on my left? What's your name, sir?
Alexander the Lord Reed.
And how old are you, Alex?
7.
And on my right, what is your name, Miss Pretty? What's your name?
Ellie.
This is Ellie. And how old are you, Ellie?
5.
Ellie's 5 years old. Alex is 7, Ellie's 5. And we're coming to you live from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Alex, why did we come to Santa Fe, New Mexico? Where did we go when we were here?
Las Cruces.
No. We're in Santa Fe, New Mexico right now. Why did we come up here?
Because we're on a road trip.
We took a road trip.
On vacation.
We're on vacation. It's a 4-day.
We're on vacation.
It's a 4-day weekend, and we decided to take a vacation. Mommy couldn't come on this trip because she's having some issues with her feet.
And it hurts, and so then she went to the doctor's office. And
so she's at home resting her foot, right?
Yeah.
So where did we go when we came up here? What's the first place we did yesterday? Meow Wolf.
Meow Wolf.
Did you like it, Ellie?
Yes. Well, I want to go back there.
You want to go back there?
Yep.
It was fun. You know what? When Mommy's foot heals, maybe we'll go back there and we can all go together. How you like that?
Yes. Sounds I want to go together so Mommy can see all the cool stuff and the PlayStation and the play place.
What was your favorite part of Meow Wolf?
All the stuff.
Everything was pretty cool, huh?
Yes.
I took a lot of pictures. Alex, what was your favorite?
Did you take 1 million pictures?
I took 1,000,001 pictures. Alex, what was your favorite part of Meow Wolf? excuse me.
The laser harp, and also when we went to the arcade and me and Daddy were fighting against.
Oh, yeah. What was the name of that game? Was it Capcom?
Marvel vs. Capcom.
Marvel. That was a good game. I might see if I can find that game on the PlayStation.
I won one time and you won 2 times.
That's all right, but you won, right?
Yeah, you did a good
job.
Yeah, we had a good game.
Yeah, we did have a good game. You're getting pretty good at these video games. What's your favorite video game right now?
The Godzilla one.
The Godzilla one?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah, we're trying to look for it on PS. It's on PlayStation 5.
Okay, we'll try to find it. Ellie, do you have a favorite video game?
My favorite video game is the kitty one.
Oh, it's called Stray. You're right.
Your favorite video game is
Stray. I like it. It's a cute game. It's a cute game. And when I saw it, I said, I think Ellie would like this game. And so I got it, and I was right because you like playing it and you like watching it too.
And you're like, kitties are my favorite.
I know it's like jumping on the ladders and stuff and jumping on things. Excuse me.
When the kitties fell down.
Yeah.
And running away from those hamsters.
Oh yeah, the little robot hamsters, the hamster thing. Yeah.
Yeah, they were trying to eat you.
I know you gotta keep moving, you gotta keep running so they can't catch you. So listen.
If those robot monsters get on you, then you have to press circle before you get bite.
I know. Have you beat it yet? Have you beat the game?
No, we have to figure out that password.
Okay, next time we play it, we'll figure out the password.
Like one, like like when I was 3 years old, I played that game and I know that the password, but I don't know what it is now.
It's because you're getting old. You're losing your memory. They say when you get old, the memory is the first thing to go. But when we get back home, we'll jump on it and I'll help you guys figure out the password, okay?
Yay!
Sound good?
Now you said that now I will be able to figure out the password
we'll do
again.
It. We'll do it together. Alex, you just beat... excuse me. You just beat Star Wars.
I did.
That game has 9 games. If you are considering a good game for your child, Alex is 7. It's not too violent. It's not too bloody. Get the Lego Star Wars game. It has 9 games on it, and it's very cool. It's a little hard. It's like it's challenging.
Easy.
But it's not too hard.
Yeah, and it's really easy. Some people have guns, so you press R2 to shoot, and those things like...
So Alex was able to figure it out, and a couple of weeks ago, he beat the whole game. I was so proud. It's just a father watching his son learn how to play PlayStation and beat the game. It was awesome. So the reason Oh, Ellie just came over and gave me a hug. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. So listen, you guys, the reason that I brought you on the show today is because I want to ask you guys a couple of questions. Right now, the year is 2023. What month is this? It's May. It's May 28th. And 2023. And I want to ask you guys some questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
So they're gonna start pretty easy. So Ellie, what is your favorite cereal?
The one with the marshmallows in it.
Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms. That's a good cereal.
I like Lucky Charms.
You like Lucky Charms better than Honey Nut Cheerios?
Yeah.
Do you really?
The cupcake, like the marshmallows that are inside that cereal that. Are sweeter than the honey
and that
Cheerios.
That's true. I think the sweeter the better. I think so. We don't eat Lucky Charms all the time because it has a lot of sugar in it. But from time to time.
I eat Lucky Charms all the time.
Oh, do you really?
Like I try to buy it all the time. I try to eat it all the time. I try to do everything.
So if I buy 100 boxes, will you eat 100 boxes of Lucky Charms?
Yes!
I know you will.
Yes.
I know you will. Alex.
It just has too much sugar. I love sugar.
Sugar's good. Sugar's good.
Sugar's
good, but it's not good for you if you eat a whole lot of it, right?
Yeah, but sugar is really yummy, but sweet, it's not healthy for you.
That's true. It's very true.
Like, Peck likes candies. He might get sick.
Yeah, what if he dies already?
Okay, I got a question for you, Alex.
Guys,
what's your favorite cereal?
Like, I like candy so much, it's just like...
Okay. Candy has a lot of sugar in it, too. Okay, let me get this answer from Alex before he blows up. Okay, what's your favorite cereal?
Captain Crunch, Captain Crunch, Fruity Pebbles, and Fruit Loops.
All three of them are your favorite?
Yes, okay. I think he means mixed.
Have you ever mixed them all together and tried to eat them like that?
Gross.
No. But I put peanut butter on Lucky Charms before.
That sounds gross.
Gross.
Peanut butter
is good for you.
Gross.
Okay, I got another question.
Gross.
Ellie. I want to know what your favorite movie is.
My favorite movie is Pokemon. I saw a Pokemon movie on this TV.
You saw Pokemon?
Yeah, I saw a Pokemon movie on this TV. I like Pokemon.
And you liked it? Okay.
No, I didn't watch it, but my favorite toys are Pokemon, so that means my favorite TV show is Pokemon.
Hey, I like the connection. I like that logic. If you like the toys, I used to like... The Transformer toys when I was little. Therefore, the Transformers cartoon was my favorite movie. So
we got
sense.
3 Transformers.
Dad, you touched these things, but it didn't even electrocute you.
I'm okay. I have a TENS machine on my arm right now. I'm going through some issues with my shoulder. And Ellie sees my arm. When you turn on, my muscles are jumping up and down. I said she can't touch it because it'll electrocute her.
It won't electrocute you.
So she saw me touching it. She's calling me out on it. But I know how to touch it without getting electrocuted. Alex.
Oh my goodness, I want to get electrocuted.
Don't touch it. It's going to electrocute your fingers. Alex, what is your favorite movie?
Just kidding.
What is it?
Godzilla Final Wars.
Okay, for those that don't know, Alex is a Godzilla head right now.
I'm his number one. wait, let me tell you. Tell me. I'm Godzilla's number one fan.
He is. Alex has watched every Godzilla. And I don't mean the new ones. Like the new ones came out.
I like the new ones.
And they were on like Netflix. But Alex found the old ones from like the 50s and the 60s. And the black and white ones. Gojira and all that stuff.
Gojira?
Yeah.
What the heck Gojira mean?
He's watched all the Godzillas.
I watched Godzilla, Godzilla, King of the Monsters, Godzilla vs. Kong, Godzilla Singular Point, Godzilla Final Wars, Shin Godzilla, Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla. I think Inversion of Astro Monster.
Mm-hmm.
That was where Godzilla and Rodan team up and Godzilla jump dances on Ghidorah.
That's awesome, Alex. I got you a Godzilla blanket with all the Godzilla movies on it. Do you like that blanket?
What about Godzilla the animated series? I haven't watched it before, but
I haven't watched it either. I heard it was good. I haven't watched it though. Hey, give me that. That's trash. Don't pick it up off.
And this is not trash.
This is. Don't play with this.
It's you. And I even watched I watched Godzilla Earth 3.
Okay. So there's a Kong versus, no, don't do that. Give me that. Give it to me. There's a Kong versus Godzilla Part 2 coming out. When does it come out?
2024 March 15th.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
I think Alex and Ella, you just went to go see Mario too at the movies, huh?
Yeah.
How was it? Did you like it? Did you see Mario yet, Ellie? You didn't watch it?
Have you watched it, Daddy?
I haven't seen it. Mommy says she bought it for Amazon Prime or something. I just haven't watched it yet.
It's Prime Video.
I wanted to see it at the movie theater, at her house.
I didn't get a chance to go see it either. When we go back home, you want to watch it with me, Ellie? We can watch.
I think they have Mario on this TV. All right, Daddy.
You think so?
All right, Daddy.
It's on Prime Video, but...
If we're... Alex, stop talking over me. So, Daddy, if we have time, if we're gonna have a slumber party, and if I'm still awake, then I'll check if there's Mario, so we could all watch it together. Okay.
Sounds beautiful. I'm willing to do that. Let's see what other movies are coming. You know what movie's coming out that I want to go see?
What?
It might be too scary for you.
What is it?
And it might be too scary for you.
I know it.
What is it?
The Boogeyman!
No. There's a movie I want to see even more than The Boogeyman.
What is it?
It's called The Meg Part 2.
I want to see it!
I want to see it! It looks good. We saw the trailer. It looked pretty good.
The Meg 2!
Guys, but what if they trick us that it's the Meg 1 and what if I see that the doggy gets eaten? I don't want to see it.
I tell you what, I'll watch it first and then if I think it's too scary, then I'll tell you if it's too scary. But then if I like it and I think it's good for all of us to watch, then all of us will watch it again.
What's your favorite shark movie? Huh? What's your favorite shark movie?
My favorite shark movie?
Yeah.
Jaws.
I'm scared if the shark gets in my face.
Don't worry, I won't let him get you. I'll fight that shark. I'll punch that shark in the nose.
Daddy, a megalodon is bigger than you.
I'll punch him. I'll kick him in the nose. Then I'll use my feet instead of my fist.
But Daddy, a shark is bigger than you. What if it bites? What if your a mouth? The mouth is giant. What if it gobbles you up?
No, I'll swim straight in his mouth before it bites me. When I get to his stomach, I start throwing my hook, cross, jab, uppercut. Hook, cross, jab, cut. In his stomach. Hook, cross, jab, uppercut.
Daddy, it's already extinct.
I'm not worried about it. If it's extinct, I ain't worried about no shark.
Daddy, if you remember that the shark is about to get in my face, tell me to cover my face with the blanket, okay?
I will. I'll give you a warning. I say, here it comes, cover your face, and you cover your face, and then the shark won't get you.
And Dad, make sure to say it quietly, cause
okay, I'll whisper it in your ear. Cover your face because the shark is coming, and that way only me and you will know that the shark is coming, okay?
I'm scared. My favorite shark movie is...
Yeah, it's a lot of shark movies.
Right. What kind of shark movies are there?
You just haven't seen them all because you're seven.
What kind of shark movies are there?
When you get about 16, then we'll watch some of the...
What kind of shark movies are there?
There are shark movies called Jaws, and there's all the sequels, and then there's like the cheesy movies like where... They mix a shark with an alligator and it fights a giant octopus. And then there's Sharknado where the sharks come out of the sky and they're on land. There's a lot of different kinds of shark movies.
Wait, I know a shark movie.
What? There's even cartoons. A Shark Tale is an animated shark movie.
Hey, Shark Tale!
And that's pretty good. So it's a lot of different shark movies. Okay, I got one more thing I want you guys to do. Because we got to wrap this up in a little bit. Mommy was not able to come on this vacation with us because she's at home resting her foot. In reality, she's kind of taking a vacation because she's getting to like sit and rest with her and Coco and just chill out. But she's going to come next time. Don't worry.
Can we start recording now?
Yes, but I want you to say something to Mommy before we stop recording, okay?
But guys, I have to tell you something.
Yes, what do you got to?
One more thing.
Okay, what is it?
Mommy should have came here because the pillows are so comfy.
The pillows are very comfy.
And the blanket is so fluffy.
Okay, listen.
Is so fluffy.
I want you to tell Mommy that you miss her, you're thinking about her, and you love her very much. Tell her.
Why don't you eat the blanket?
Hey, Daddy. Mommy, I love you so much, and hope you have a good time. Make sure your foot feels better, and We'll see you tomorrow.
Oh yeah, we're leaving in the morning. We're staying at an Airbnb right now.
Daddy, what about the book?
I'll read you a book tonight. You want me to read you a book?
Dad, but I don't see any bookshelves over
here. I have a book. I brought some books there in my bag. And then we'll read them, and then we're having a slumber party tonight. And a slumber party is when we stay up as late as we want to, we watch movies, and we fall asleep on the couch, right?
Yeah.
Okay, tell Mommy that you miss her and that you love her. Tell her.
I already told her.
No, not you. You did it. It's Ellie's turn.
So, Mommy, I love you very much, and I miss you. I hope you have so much fun, and I wish you had it to come today, because the pillows and the blanket is so fluffy. And the pillows are so comfy, and I think you would like them when you come over here.
I think she would like them too.
So goodbye, Mommy. I had a good day with you. I'll miss you, and I love you very much.
Oh, that was very sweet.
And you were the greatest mom in the world.
Oh, that was very, very sweet. Okay, we're gonna wrap this up. Baby, I wish you could have came, but I think that you staying home and resting was the best thing for this particular trip. So let's get your foot taken care of. I'm not gonna put all your business out there, but let's get your foot taken care of. And then when you get healed up, we'll come back in July or August, and we'll do it all over again. We'll rip this Airbnb with these soft pillows, soft blankets. And we went to the Science Museum today, too. We forgot about that. But we'll do the Meowwolf again, do the Science Museum, go to Applebee's and get some more ribs and get some more of them little donuts with the sprinkles on them and dip them in chocolate. And we'll drink iced tea. And, oh, man, what'd you have? You had a what? You had iced tea. You had Applebee's. Okay.
Wait, Dad, why don't you touch the white thing, but it didn't even electric me?
I'm glad it didn't.
Can I try?
No, don't touch it. It might burn your fingers off. But that being said, we're going to wrap this up. I want to thank Alexander and Ellie for being my special guest tonight. I love you guys very much. And I'm about to stop it right now. I'm saying goodbye. Do you want to say bye, Ellie? Say bye, everybody, for listening.
Bye, everyone, for listening.
Your turn. Say bye, everybody, for listening.
Bye, the whole world. Bye, Australia. Bye, Antarctica. Bye, penguins. Bye, Africa. Bye, North America.
Penguins?
Bye.
Penguins?
Bye.
What's wrong with your brother?
You said everybody's gonna hear.
Bye. Bye, penguins. Bye, penguins.
Bye, the whole multiverse.
There you go.
Bye, animals.
All right, I'm about to wrap this up. Thank you guys for taking the time to listen. I hope that you enjoyed it. And until next time, God bless.
Are you sure we're gonna enjoy this?
I enjoyed doing it. Did you enjoy making it with me?
Yeah, I enjoyed saying goodbye to mommy because I said some nice words.
You said some very nice words, and she's gonna hear it tomorrow. Anyway, I'm wrapping this up. I'm giving me a great big hug right now. Thank you guys for listening. God bless. Good night. Adios, everybody. Mm-hmm.